The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Welcome back to a special new episode. So welcome back in the sense that you might be playing this for the second time on your iPod or whatever.
Listen to it again.
Yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I should introduce you. This is Vince that I'm speaking to.
And this is Ben that I'm speaking to. That's not a confusing way to introduce people.
Do our voices sound the same?
I think that every single person or character who's ever appeared on this show has a very distinct voice. Hmm. So, like, you know, you sound completely different from that guy Kendrick who was on the last show.
Right. I mean, that makes sense.
But, like, you and I obviously sound exactly the same.
Yeah. So the two of us sound exactly the same. Everyone else is they're all different from us and from each other. And when you talk about voice, you mean in the Mrs. Tubman sense, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So what's on your mind today, Vince?
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, at your office, we already talked about the door.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about the desk as well. What's the bathroom situation like there?
I have an update on the desk, by the way, if you want, before we get into the bathroom. So I requested a standing desk.
Oh, really? Finally.
Yeah, after like 3 years.
Why did you request that?
I don't know. It seemed like a good idea. Sometimes I feel like I want to stand. I mean, you know how I feel about standing.
Yeah, okay. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Why not go all the way to like a treadmill desk?
Oh, I mean, I don't know that Amazon would pay for that.
Wow.
I know, frugal. I mean, really, if I had just like gone and bought one and then reimbursed it, that would have been fine. But instead, I decided to go through the official process.
Wait, a standing desk, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
have to go to the like preferred standing desk vendor of Amazon?
Yeah, which I'm going to tell you all about.
Wait, let me ask you this. When you go and buy supplies for like, you know, if you were to buy a desk or like even if you're just going to buy pens or whatever, do you just buy them from Amazon?
Right. Again, you're going to hear all about this as my story continues. The pens come from the supply room. But anyway. So
I'm sure they're just like spontaneously generated in there.
Yeah, I think so. Another thing is that never mind. It's too boring. I don't feel like getting into it. Anyway, I went on the internal website. And
I'm sorry that we didn't like go and, you know, we could have done a live show when you got your new desk. We could have done a desk unboxing.
Well, there's still time as you'll hear my story continues. I went to the internal website and it was like measure, stand up straight. And measure and put your arms, your forearms parallel to the ground. Can you picture this? Like elbows at a right angle.
This sounds like a trick.
Right.
You're supposed to do this in the middle of the office?
Well, I did it at home. So, and then...
Well, you're not going to have your desk at home, are you?
Right.
Don't you want to measure it in the in the natural environment that you're going to have? You're going to be using the desk in? What if the measurements are different in your office?
Yeah, that's a good point. What if, like, the floor is taller?
Exactly.
Or, like, what if I work on a hill? You know, I didn't think about that.
You know... Never mind. Go on.
So, yeah, and then it was, like, measure the distance between your elbow and the ground. While you're in that.
It sounds like you need a third person for this.
A third person?
A second person, whatever.
Yeah, one person for each of my arms, and then the third person to measure. So that turned out to be, I think, 44 inches. Great.
Wow, giving out then your personal information here.
Yeah, yeah. Then I took that and my social security number, which is 517.
And that is so great.
And I went to, you know, I put in a ticket, you know, and I was like, here's my measurement and here's the location of my office.
That's the only measurement you need is the 44
yeah.
inches?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Seems simple so far, right? The 4S method.
I have a feeling that we're going to see that it's actually not so simple as your story continues.
Right. As developments unfold. So, yeah. Now, let me try to remember the exact sequence of events. But basically, yeah, I put that in. And then it was like, thanks, Ben. And then it was like, we found that it's cheaper if we, like, bundle, like, if there's, like, multiple other people in your office who are also going to ship desks to, like, if, you know, if we bundle them together, you know, that's cheaper to ship. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So then...
So I was like,
you,
great.
Ben,
so
you get a desk at the same time as some other people. Did they want you to go recruit other people?
Right. So I was like, so am I going to be waiting, like, 4 months while we wait for other people in my office to request, you know, also desks? They were like, no, we already have enough orders. So I was like, okay,
so
thanks
why
for
did they
telling
need
me
to
about
tell you in the first place?
Yeah. So anyway, so then it was like, okay, you know, we put the orders in. Then I was like, you know, maybe a few days later, so any update on the status of the shipping, you know, whatever? And they were like, okay, yeah, it's scheduled to ship on this day. All right, so then that day comes. I want to say that was February 16th. So then, you know, that day comes and goes. I'm like, maybe it's just shipping, you know.
It doesn't ship and arrive on the same day. It
doesn't ship and arrive on the same day. So then February 23rd rolls around. I'm like, I think it's been a long enough, you know, let me ask.
That's 1 week later.
1 week later, if anyone's following along doing their math at home. Yeah. So, and then, you know, I asked the question, nobody responds. I asked again a couple days later, they were like, sorry for the delay in updating. Unfortunately, the shipping company lost part of the shipment. And unfortunately, that part was the legs for your desk.
Just the legs, though.
Well, so, yeah, I mean.
What was this, laser ship?
What?
What's
shipping
company?
Laser ship. Yeah. Well, right. So, you know, at this point, I'm kind of wondering, don't I work for Amazon.com? Like, haven't we kind of solved some of these problems? But anyway, then she's like, while I work out the paperwork with the shipping company, I'm putting in a new order or whatever. I'm like, yeah, don't make me wait for the paperwork. Like, but I don't care. You know, maybe you need to get reimbursed or something.
But she's only doing that because you asked about the order?
I mean, maybe she's only telling me because I asked. I mean,
okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so you get a new shipping date?
New shipping date. That was like, I don't even remember, you know, a few days later, I guess. Then it was like, it shipped. I think I had to, you know, it took some time to ship. I still had to, like, ask them, you know, after a few days. And they were like, yes, it shipped. However, we are we're having a shortage of the stools that we usually
give. Supposed to be a standing desk.
Right, so they give you a standing desk, but they also give you like a little stool that you can sit on if you get tired, and it's like kind
of,
you know.
I thought the idea of a standing desk is that you can raise it or lower it so that you're standing or sitting.
That's a special kind of desk.
So the standing desk is just a tall desk. It's just a regular desk that's tall.
Exactly. Most people in my office have done this by putting cinder blocks underneath their regular desk.
Wow. Can you get cinder blocks on Amazon? Probably.
There were just a bunch of cinder blocks lying around our office at some point for some reason.
Why don't you just fabricate your own desk that can... That's
adjustable. You mean with cinder blocks?
No, like, yeah, whatever. Go on.
Yeah. Right, I could have done that. I could totally have just ordered my own desk and put it together and gotten them to pay for it, but I didn't want to spend the time. You know, the whole point was like they would do it for me, right?
Yeah, right. Time is money.
I wasn't in a rush. You know, it's been 3 years here without one, so like...
The clock
anyway.
Is ticking.
Yeah, right. My legs are atrophying. So, yeah, they were like, we have a shortage of the stools... So we don't want to, you know, install your desk, have a stool, but, you know, let us know if you want us to go ahead. And I was like, yes! Like,
why don't you just put cinder blocks under your chair?
There's no more cinder blocks. Oh, yeah, under my chair, too, yeah. Right. Yeah, just spin around on those. So anyway, I had actually already, like, separately, I have a tall chair already anyway, so let's not even get into that. So I said that, like, yes, please go ahead. Then they were like, no response. Then I was like, any update, you know, like, as far as I know, I'm just waiting for the installation, right? And they were like, your installation is scheduled for March 25th. However, we'll see if we can get it in earlier. I'm like, so that's a long time. But, you know, I was like, yeah, please get it earlier if you can. And then today she was like, it'll be March 25th.
Wow.
Now, the ending of this story, I'm pretty sure all they're going to do, you know how she said they lost part of the shipment and that was the legs?
Right.
Almost positive that that's 100% of the shipment. They're just shipping some legs that they're going to take the legs off my existing desk and put these on. I'm not even joking about this. So that's what the 44 inches was. It just went toward cutting some legs to an appropriate height. That they put on the old brackets that like had the sharp so that I can injure myself again.
Shit.
So yeah, so that's the desk story.
Hey, well, you know, keep us posted on that.
Right. Yeah.
If check that, back if in that like another 6 months and see if you have it yet.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Anyway, you had a question about the bathroom.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta take a quick break and we'll talk about the bathroom.
You're about to go in one, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You're back.
Wake up, fellas. We're finally here. Indianapolis. Now we just got to find the stadium.
Did you just say Indianapolis?
The Final Four. Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You do know we're in the Maryland, right? Indianapolis is in the Indiana.
Two different states, man.
Yo. Okay. All my nigga with me. All my nigga with it. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dancer. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga trying to run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil Quay fuck the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch there a bread truck. Got a big arm retarded. Call Uber for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us. Bitch trying to put the head on her. Niggas trying to put the feds on her. Niggas trying to take meds on her. Everything for the players on her. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
All right, we're back.
All right.
So, okay, my original question was, what's the bathroom situation like in your office?
I thought you were going to say, my original question was, do you have them? What's the bathroom situation like?
My original question was, how are you?
Exactly. Ah! I don't want to talk to you. What's the situation? I mean, it's pretty normal, I would say. Like, you know, one bathroom per gender per floor, I think, with three stalls each.
Okay, but like how many... You said per gender. Like, how many genders are there?
In our building, two. Wow.
That seems very non-inclusive to me.
Yeah, well, you mean that we only have two genders of people currently?
So, in my building, it's like kind of a tall building, and mm-hmm. it's like a narrow building. So it's like small floor plates.
Mm.
There's just like one hallway on each floor. And at the end of the hallway is a bathroom.
Okay.
It's a pretty small bathroom. In the men's bathroom, it's just like, you go in, there's a sink, and there's a urinal, and then there's one stall.
All right.
And, you know, you can go in there, you can poop, someone else can come in there and use the urinal while you're in there.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever.
You said the bathroom was at the end of the hall, but yeah. Now you're saying like there's one man and one woman.
Well, it alternates, because there's only one bathroom per floor.
I see, okay.
So, that, you know, I work on the 17th floor. If I want to go to the bathroom, I have to go to the 18th floor or the 16th floor.
Got it.
So, a little while ago, somebody decided that we need to make all the bathrooms gender neutral.
Okay, so that people don't have to walk up and down?
Yeah, or like, somehow it's bad that there's men's and women's bathrooms. Let's see if I can find the email, because... Okay, gender-neutral bathrooms petition.
Petition.
Oh, hold on, this isn't the original email.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is there, like, a very specific argument?
Okay, it says, most of the floors in our building have space for only one bathroom, yet most of those bathrooms are gender assigned. This inconveniences individuals whose offices are on those floors, who occasionally have to travel as many as 6 flights of stairs to find an available bathroom.
Hmm.
Arguably, this inconvenience disproportionately affects women, which I can see. Because, like, they can only have one person in the bathroom at a time, and then if someone's in there, they have to wait.
Got it.
Okay. And then it says, furthermore, trans star... gender nonconforming mm-hmm. and other individuals may not feel safe in single gender bathrooms.
What?
MIT's non-discrimination policy includes gender identity and expression as a protected class, and gender neutral bathrooms are one way to live up to that policy.
Well, but like, wouldn't they just, you know, whatever gender you want to be, isn't that just the one you would use?
Well, okay, but what if I'm gender non-conforming?
Oh, like you're both or neither or something?
Yeah, you know, gender is a spectrum, just like everything else.
Okay,
like autism.
I see. So then, So then just use either one, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're not going to feel safe in either one.
Yeah, okay.
So they want everyone to sign this petition.
All right.
That was, like, in January.
Okay.
No, sorry. That was in November.
Okay. So I mean, then, I guess, like, if it were me in my building, like, I guess I wouldn't really care. Like, that seems okay to me.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
So then I didn't hear anything about it for, like, 6 months. And then the other day, all of a sudden, they just put, like, a sign. You know how there's, like, a sign outside the bathroom that says, like, you know, men's room? Or, like, it has a little picture of a man or a woman.
Right.
So then they pasted over all those signs with a sign that has a man and a woman.
Yeah, okay.
But they didn't do anything to the bathrooms themselves.
Okay.
So there's still, like, if you go to the 16th floor, there's still a bathroom with, like, a toilet and a urinal and a sink that people are just going in and out of. But, like, it's totally unclear what the deal is.
I see.
Like, if you're not going to feel safe in the men's bathroom, then, like, can I go in there? Am I supposed to knock? Or, like, what am I supposed to do? So I took a picture of it, and then I sent an email saying, what am I supposed to do? And then someone got all mad.
People got mad?
Somebody was like, I mean, so I said, how does this work when there's no lock on the bathroom door? Should we start knocking before we enter the bathroom? Are they not considered single occupancy? Is it acceptable for people of different genders to use the bathroom simultaneously?
Right.
So then someone was like, I mean, there's a women's bathroom on the 15th floor that doesn't have a lock, and the policy, explained in a sign posted, is that one turns on the light and locks the stall door when the bathroom is in use. Like, okay. That didn't answer my question at all.
Yeah, what are they trying to say?
So then the next day, this, like, building administrator guy sends out an email saying, the bathrooms on the such-and-such floor are in the process of transitioning to gender-neutral bathrooms.
Transitioning.
Yes,
yeah.
Transitioning to gender-neutral bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
And then, blah, 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 there will be locks installed on the doors in the very near future.
Well, like, how near is very near?
I don't know, still haven't done it.
Yeah, that's pretty confusing.
But in the meantime, they just put up a piece of paper on all the doors of the bathrooms that used to be men's rooms that just says, men's room.
What? Wait, what? So they replaced the, like, little drawing of a man with a drawing of a man and a woman.
Right.
But then they put a piece of paper over that or next to that?
Yeah, next to that, on the door itself. And it just says, it's like printed from a printer, and it just says, men's room.
Okay.
With no apostrophe.
Men's room. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, or it was stupid. I mean, they should have, I guess if the lock thing was going to be the solution going forward, then they should have just done that first.
Yeah.
And then changed the signs.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny, but your desk clean was much more entertaining.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but, yeah, I mean, this one at least is a lot more thought provoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
makes
really
you think.
It makes you think. Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like, no one ever gave you really a good answer to your email?
No. I guess at some point they're going to come along and just make it all lock so that only one person can use any bathroom at any given time.
Right.
And then there's, like, not even a point to having a urinal at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But at least that way, it'll be more equitable for people of all genders.
I guess. So this is basically
like wasting their time disproportionately trying to go to the bathroom.
Right. We'll spread the waste out, I guess. I mean, the time waste.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I guess, like, it's also not clear if they're just changing the men's bathrooms to gender-neutral bathrooms or also the women's bathrooms.
Oh, I assume they would, right?
Well, they put up signs as if they were, but then in the email, he only named the men's rooms.
About, in reference to what?
About that they were transitioning.
Oh, he said the men's rooms are transitioning to gender neutral.
Yeah, like he said the bathrooms on the floor is where the men's room is. But like the bathroom on my floor has the gender neutral sign. So like, I feel like I could go in there, but also I don't feel like I could go in there because it's clearly a women's room.
Right. Have you been in there?
No.
Okay. So yeah, that's very confusing and I don't know how to navigate this new gender landscape.
The takeaway here is that maybe Sam Prager was right.
Oh my God. He is possibly a genius. He's way more forward thinking than anyone gave him credit for.
He's been a genius this whole time. He just...
Wow.
He's so ahead of his time.
Seriously. So does that mean that, like, buses are going to start crashing in the snow also or something like that?
It's only a matter of time.
Oh, my God. Maybe he's just from Minority Report.
Watch out for hot dog-sized toothpicks or whatever.
Right. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, we'll, you know, that's, that was part of the issues corner. And,
you can visit that particular corner of the studio today.
Yeah. Which one? The west facing one or?
The issues.
Corner.
The issues corner, the sports corner, the robot corner.
The science corner. Wait, did we ever actually do the science corner? Oh, yeah, that was just me whining about growing
babies
and bats.
Or whatever. That was the worst segment.
Did we do that one twice, I think?
We've done everything twice.
Speaking of deja vu. Okay, well... Well, I gotta go walk down a few floors to a bathroom that I know I can use, so.
Well,
see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.